Kakalosh Bokatov, we're just going to continue with the Lachot of Alakat Nerot. It's actually brought down here in the Lacha Brura, a very big chidush, and he says like this: Poskei Dorot Acharonim, there's a machloket in the Acharonim nowadays to do with a woman that she forgot to light the candles on Erev Shabbat. However, though, there was electricity already lit in her house on Shabbat. So the question is, does that suffice, and therefore it's not going to obligate her to have the penalty that the next Shabbat she would have to light an extra candle or not? So it says as follows. So here he says that later on in Siman HaSamech Dalet, he's going to be posek that even that you could actually come and be yotzei chova with the nerot of the chashmal, which means that even with electricity, and you could actually even make a bracha on this, right, electricity. That's the thing that we actually say many times when a woman is going to be, whether it's in a hospital or different places like that, and she cannot light candles whatsoever. So many times we will actually give her this advice, that we will tell her to make a bracha on the halakat nerot of the electricity, for example, in the washroom. And then that is her halakat nerot, and she's actually making a bracha on that halakat nerot. So therefore he says, lalakha nireh, so it comes out, and if the Ora Chashmal, if the electricity was lit for Lichvot Shabbat, and it was close to the Shabbat, even during the time of the lighting of it, she did not have the Kavanah for Hadlakat Nerot Shabbat, right? Still, but just Stam, she just wanted that there should be light in the house. We could rely upon this electricity, and therefore we're not going to give her a penalty the next week that she does not have to light an extra candle. So, right? However, though, he says, what happens if the lights were on much way, like previously, for example, an hour, 2 hours before Shabbat, and Stam they were on, so then it was nothing to do with the Lichvot Shabbat, then from then on, she would have to actually come and light the extra candle. Again, we get into the machloket, whether it's going to be an extra candle, or adding extra oil, right, or giving the tzedakah to the woman, which is an aniyah, a needy woman, in order to light the candles, but we get into that machloket over there, but that's again, meaning that the penalty does apply. So here in the footnote, he actually comes, he has a long of arichut, he has a long depth of discussion about this halacha, and he wants to say, if the fact that even though usually on a regular Shabbat, she does not rely upon the electricity, the proof is, because usually even a regular Shabbat, she will still light the candles of the Shabbat, besides the electricity that is lit, the fact that the electricity in itself already suffices for a lakat nerot, as long as it was done for lichvot Shabbat Kodesh, that's already going to be enough that she does not have the penalty, as if to say, I'm doing it again. And the reason why is because the penalty was done in order that a woman will not make the mistake and not do it, as if to say, next week. Right? But here, at the end of the day, she's got the fact that there is light, there's something there. And therefore, right, that in itself is already enough that we're not going to give her, as if to say, this penalty that the next Shabbat, now she's going to have to start lighting an extra candle. So therefore, l'alakha l'maaseh is posek, that as long as electricity was put on lichvot Shabbat Kodesh, right before Shabbat, even though she forgot to light the Shabbat candles, we don't give her the penalty of the next week coming and actually having to light an extra candle for Shabbat.